The Tom Woods Show, episode 710.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
If you're a homeschooling parent and you're tired of running yourself ragged, then check out the self-taught Ron Paul curriculum. And check it out through my special link where you get three free bonuses totaling $160. My special link, ronpaulhomeschool.com. Folks, one of the first things you figure out when you become a libertarian is that all the U.S. presidents your teachers told you were great were terrible. Learn the true history of the U.S. presidents and their crimes against liberty in our new course on the presidents. Check it out at freehistorycourse.com. Hi, everybody. Tom Woods here. Unusual episode today because the name of the guest is not being revealed. We're going to refer to him simply as Admin 2. We're talking about the popular Facebook page Liberty Memes, which recently got into trouble for what I can see, what seems to me to be a very mild, it's a critical meme about Hillary Clinton, but I've seen vastly worse on the internet, and they were punished for this. We'll talk about the details in a minute. And of course, it all ties into the whole Zuckerberg question and political bias and all these accusations we've heard against Facebook. But it's a great page with all kinds of great and fun stuff coming out of it, and it's been very successful. So I thought I would invite Admin 2 on the show to talk to us about it. So, Mysterious Admin 2, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Always been a fan, Dr. Woods.
All right, listen, now, we got some stuff to talk about. Of course, the really interesting thing is that image that got you guys into some trouble, but let's save that juicy part for a little bit later. And why don't you start by telling me about your page and how long you've been doing it, and maybe how often do you produce new material?
Well, about the page and about my page, I can't really say that it's mine because I'm Admin 2 instead of Admin 1. That would be my older brother. So I'll get in trouble if I claim that it's mine. But back in... Well, going back all the way to 2007, my brother and I were both really heavily involved in Ron Paul's presidential campaigns, both of them. And there was an instance at the 2012 convention where this, I guess we called her Joan the Silencer or whatever we called her, put a piece of paper in front of a delegate's microphone so that he wouldn't speak. And my brother, he said, this is great. We should make a viral picture out of this. We didn't even think of the word memes at the time for some reason. And so he posted that, and suddenly it was just on fire all over the place. We were putting different words to it and different jokes to it. And at the same time, there was the Hostess situation where they were going bankrupt. So I had her stealing the last box of Twinkies, lots of fun stuff. And I looked at him, I said, you know, we should probably make a page and call it Liberty Memes. And so we did, and that's how we got our start back in, probably finally got it done in 2013. We waited a few months.
All right, so I'm looking at that page right now, and you're just under 137,000 likes, which is a pretty good number for a page, especially given how hardcore you guys are. Now, how often are you producing these memes?
Well, we don't produce all of them on our own. Fortunately, once you get to the size that we're at, you can ask your friends, hey, post a few memes. And you kind of look at their favorites and you post those as well. But no, we make our own. We make our own a few times a day. And if they're no good, we just don't post them because we peer review them.
Okay.
If they're no good, we just post
right,
them.
Right, right.
But no, we post all the time. I mean, I don't think there's a time of day that's off limits for us.
But is it fun or is it a lot of pressure to produce?
It's funny. I remember, and now this is a paraphrase, Ron Paul once told me, if you're not having fun doing it, you probably shouldn't do it. And I love doing it. I think it's a lot of fun. And there's really no pressure. If something doesn't take off, it doesn't take off. It doesn't take anything out of my pocket. I have unlimited data on my phone plan, so I'm not really worried about spending money posting memes. I have a job. It doesn't take any time out of my day to just kind of look for a good meme to post and throw it up there. So it's not really that difficult. The difficult thing is, there's kind of a battle between admin one and admin two. And the battle is, should we really care about what the audience thinks, or should we just post this pure libertarian, basically anarchist memes constantly?
All right, where do you come down on that?
Yeah, I mean, I try to be more sensitive because he loves to do kind of purges of groups of people that might have shown up because of this meme or that. So, for example...
Oh, all right. I got to book admin one for the show then.
Well, eventually, yeah. No, I mean, I try to be more... I don't take any of his stuff down. I don't really care. But and I post a lot of the stuff myself. But he likes to, for example, go after the police state more often than I do. It's just more often. It's not that... So he does that more often. And I say, you know, all these conservatives that just followed our page because we posted a Hillary meme. And he's like, yeah, let them leave. So I'm not, it doesn't really bother me too much, but I just try to be a little more sensitive for a couple of days while we grow the audience. Then I like to hit them. So,
well, of course I'm going to link to your page because I hope people who haven't liked it will go ahead and do so after they hear this episode. So it'll be tomwoods.com/710. We'll have the link there. Now it's great what you're doing, and a lot of times these memes do make people stop and think. So sometimes it can be that little switch that gets people to think differently. And this is all great. But I have to tell you, the reason I decided I would have you on wasn't just that. It had to do, of course, with what happened not too long ago when you posted something relating to Hillary Clinton. And of course, the context for this is the open secret that Mark Zuckerberg has left liberal political views, and that Facebook has obviously been privileging left liberal political views. It's the usual thing. It's left liberal privilege. And incidentally, left liberal privilege so swamps white privilege. I mean, left liberals have intimidated everybody into agreeing with them on everything because they don't want their careers ruined. I mean, that's privilege. My gosh, I wish I had that. I guess I'd wish I had that if I were a really terrible person, which I'm not, so I don't wish I had that. But anyway, tell us about what it was you got in trouble for. When I saw it, I absolutely could not believe that this had gotten you guys suspended.
Well, you know, actually, this whole idea that they can intimidate everybody into doing what they want or saying things the way they want, it's actually social engineering, and Facebook has done just a spectacular job at this, where you're afraid to post something that might get you punished by Facebook because you use Facebook for business networking. You use Facebook for your outreach to your friends or to your political groups. So you're afraid, you know, I won't be able to be in touch with my audience anymore for a while if I do this. And so you don't say these things that you would naturally want to say. And that right there is social engineering and gets you to self-censor. So, but going back to this meme, so we posted this completely inoffensive meme. Just ridiculously inoffensive. Just says, silly Americans, laws are for poor people. Picture Hillary Clinton just after the whole FBI situation. And it got taken down. And we got messages saying from Facebook saying, please verify your account. I go to verify my account and they say, we removed this image you posted because it doesn't follow our community standards. I have no clue what those are. And so then it goes on to say, and we unpublished your page. And I don't know what that means because our page is still up. Maybe they took it down to scrub for further violations and then left it up. But then they suspended my personal Facebook account for 30 days. Now, I wouldn't have been quite as upset about being suspended for 30 days if I hadn't just gotten off of another suspension for another ridiculous meme that had no real shock value whatsoever. So I was kind of upset about that, and I took to I guess I have an alternate account is what I use when I am banned so that I can still use the page, and just decided it was time to bring awareness to this issue of Facebook censoring people outright, especially when it was just these minorly offensive. It's just there's no offense to it whatsoever except for the fact that it insults the Queen.
Well, look, before we get into the exact details, does anybody have any idea how many strikes before they're out?
You know, I don't know because I've been banned several times now. And I had this one that got me banned. It was just a guy who says there's two things that Republicans hate, and it said number one Democrats and number two. No, it was number one. Oh, sorry, I messed it up. It said number one Republicans hate being called racist, and number two they hate black people. That got me banned.
Okay, but that's an insult to Republicans, though. Doesn't that show that actually doesn't that undercut your point?
Yeah, but it had the word black people, and I guess you're not allowed to say that anymore unless you're, I guess, a Black Lives Matter page. I don't know.
Oh, that's very, very strange. Well, what was the Hillary Clinton one?
There was another Hillary Clinton one, but it also insulted Donald Trump. But the fact that it insulted Hillary Clinton was bad enough for them, I guess. It was just a 50s image, black and white, of a little child with a fork next to a socket. And it says, Hillary or Trump, top socket or bottom socket.
And that got you in trouble?
And that got me in trouble.
That one didn't actually
garner a ban. What it garnered was a warning. And it said, we took this post down because it promotes self-harm.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, what do they think? They're dealing with six-year-olds? Maybe they are, frankly.
Well, it was a picture of a six-year-old. So, they're allowing younger kids on Facebook nowadays. So maybe kids would think, oh, if Hillary Trump is elected, I better electrocute myself. Which I'm thinking is actually a good idea, but...
Yeah, fair enough. But I want to review the one that most recently got you in trouble. So just paint that picture for me.
It's a picture of Hillary Clinton. One of her dignified, if you can call it that, pictures. She's all looking presidential and junk. And it says, silly Americans, laws are for poor people.
Yeah. Now, it seems to me, first of all, vastly worse things are said about all kinds of people on a constant basis on Facebook. Vastly worse. Constantly. Even vastly worse about Hillary, probably. Maybe not in image form. Is it the images that bother them? I mean, that was the, what you just heard. I want to make sure everybody's getting this. That's the thing that got you in trouble.
Yeah, I mean.
Everybody on Facebook was criticizing Hillary over this.
Yes, yes. And I think we were using the hashtag too big to jail.
And yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know if everybody who was using too big to jail was getting their posts deleted. We have no way of knowing unless people come out of the woodwork and tell us. But there were other people who were, they would take that picture that got us deleted and use it as a comment on different people's pages. And those were getting taken down as well. So we weren't the only ones that had that particular picture removed by Facebook.
All right. Now, fair enough. So it's not targeting you specifically, but...
Well, we were first.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, you do deserve some credit for that.
Once they took us down for that little violation that they call it, then they proceeded to find that image elsewhere and take it down. So we actually posted a screen grab of their warning message to us that this had been taken down and that we're going to be suspended and this and that. And we posted that, and that was also removed by Facebook as a violation.
Ah, okay. Now, I wonder what would happen if you had some kind of meme about the fact that Hillary's been endorsed by the Communist Party, if that would get you in trouble. I'm just wondering, because obviously there are some anti-Hillary memes that survive. I mean, we see them on Facebook. So it can't just be, if they were just doing anything against Hillary gets banned, that would be too obvious, and they wouldn't do it.
No, I have an opinion on that. The one thing that all three of these memes that I've described to you so far today have in common is that they went viral very quickly. Viral to us would mean that they've got tens of thousands of likes and tens of thousands of shares and multiple millions of views. Because Facebook does have metrics and they do tell us, you know, where our memes are going, basically. And this one had millions of shares and views and likes and comments. And so it was really going around. All three of them did. Those are the ones that got censored. So they were actually making a difference, I guess, or they were, people liked them and they were against the Queen. That's why they took them down.
Well, it's not by accident that I asked you that question about the Communist Party, because it seems highly unlikely that a meme that says that Donald Trump has been endorsed by the American Nazi Party would be taken down. But it seems much more likely that one pointing out the entirely factual point that Hillary was endorsed by the communists would be taken down. Because I think there was just a news story recently about Trump and the Nazi Party, and it very oddly and quite unexpectedly left out the corresponding detail about Hillary and the communists. I mean, I just wonder. I'm not necessarily saying you have to test this out for me. I'm just wondering. It seems like you could get away with more when it comes to Trump. And I say that as somebody who's not supporting Trump.
You know, nothing anti-Semitic or anything, but we do post a lot more of Joseph Stalin than we do Adolf Hitler. He killed a lot more Jews. So it just seems to me, I don't know if that would be a problem or not. There are definitely more offensive things out there. But for me, the idea is, are people aware of this? Is the entire country sharing this image? Does everybody by dinner time know what that image said before they take it down? I mean, it seems to me that they're just afraid that little pages like Liberty Memes are becoming the new media and forming public opinion. And as soon as that happens, they have to stop it. They stop it in its tracks. And it happens every single time.
Well, leaving aside things you've gotten in trouble for, are there a few of these from over the, you know, the time you've been doing it that you're especially proud of? You say, boy, that one just nailed it. Or that one is so unbelievably funny. What comes to mind?
You know, it's usually the ones that we make that we think are junk. We're like, you know, nobody's going to share this. Nobody's going to care about this. So we don't even, we like to put a watermark. We don't believe that copying is theft or anything like that. I don't really believe in copyright. But we don't put a watermark on ones that we don't think are going to do well. And then suddenly those do really well. So we've had the one that says, the woman's reading the newspaper and it says, FBI foils FBI terror plot. And that one is our profile picture. Actually, we swapped out her face for Harambe at this point, just to be hilarious.
Right.
But that's one. And there was also, there's a kid, he's got his fist clenched kind of successfully. And that's called Success Kid. That's the name of the meme. And he says, did not vote for lesser of two evils. Not responsible for evil. And
I saw that one. Okay.
That one's gone all over the place over the years, and we didn't watermark that one either because we just didn't think it was going to be any kind of a big deal, but apparently lots of people liked it.
Yeah. I can imagine that. So do you have any other, not necessarily war stories, but I don't know, maybe there were ones that you put up and everybody was offended by them, everybody hated them, or everybody disagreed with you, and you were shocked at the Liberty Movement.
You know, I always wonder what page they're on. You know, there's some people who say, you must be new here. Like, they'll comment before we even say it. When someone gets offended, they'll say, buddy, you must be new here, because if they haven't gotten to you yet, you've got to be new here, because we get pretty much to everybody's soft side or weak side eventually. We try to be purely libertarian, as purely as you can, while participating in somewhat, in some nature in electoral politics. But we try to keep it really just pure non-aggression principle. You can't do bad things to other people. You know, you have a right to life, liberty, and property. Just keep it completely Bastiatian. And people are offended every once in a while. You say, you know, the police can't search you without a warrant, or they can't just throw you on the ground and start tasing you just because you were slightly resistant or whatever. And you post something like that, and it's just immediate defense of the police state. And that's one that gets us a lot. There's a lot of defense of the police state nowadays. And sometimes people look at it as their duty, depending on their race, which side they should be on with the police argument. When I just look at it from a purely libertarian standpoint, that if you're going to have police at all, you know, their job is not to mete out punishment.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I remember a time not too long ago where I posted something about how I was driving home. I'm on a road that I've been on 8 million times. No one's ever on this road. I mean, no one is on this road. No one. It's like they made it for me to get back to my house. And I think I was going 45 in a 35, like something that, yeah, I shouldn't have been doing, but not so ridiculously outrageous, especially for a road nobody even knows exists. You know, and
well, you mean you shouldn't have been doing if you didn't want to be detained?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, I wasn't, but it wasn't like it was an unusual stop. Like, nothing outrageous happened. But I thought I would just sort of make the guy think a little bit. I said, you know, I am told, I have been told by police officers in Topeka, where I lived at the time, that they are overwhelmed, that there's more crime than they can possibly deal with. You know, we had a home break-in. Nothing was taken, but they were over there talking to me. And he was saying, yeah, I mean, we just don't have the personnel to do it. And I said, no, but yet you do have the personnel to monitor a street nobody uses to pull me over for doing something that was obviously never, ever, under any scenario, going to harm anybody. Don't you think that's a weird allocation of resources? I was getting him to think like an economist. Like if you were a for-profit company who wanted to satisfy consumers, there's no way you'd have a car here. Makes absolutely no sense. You'd be going out trying to solve those crimes. Your own people told me you don't have the people to solve. Of course you don't have the people to solve them. You're sitting here on a road nobody knows exists to pull over a harmless person. Don't you see that that's... But the point is, I raised this to him, and that's every argument I just made makes perfect sense. I put that on my own page, and I had people who had never commented on my page before, right? All of a sudden, they want to weigh in on something, and it's to tell me that he's just doing his job. Like, all this low IQ kind of response, he's just doing his job. Yeah, that's my point. Apparently, his job is idiotic if it's got him sitting on that street.
You know, if only everybody in America could have it as nice as you did at that point and having your taxpayer funds going for everything they say they go for.
Yeah.
You had your own road. You had your own cop.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. It was just for me, just to make sure I'm doing the right thing. But my point is, I had exactly the same experience where when I made a reference to the police that I thought was absolutely unobjectionable, and certainly to so-called conservatives that who are supposed to believe in inefficient government provision, they're supposed to believe in irrational allocation of resources. Here was a clearly irrational allocation of resources, and instead they were badgering me. For, you know, you were speeding and you're trying to make an excuse and the police are doing their best and why are you criticizing him for doing his job? Well, why do you criticize some FDA hack for doing his job? Like, why do you why are these people off limits? So it's interesting to hear that I went into this because I just feel like it's interesting that you've had the same experience.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And it's really unfortunate because you think that the liberty movement is finally on board with liberty. And then something happens. Then you post something about the police and it all falls apart.
But
say,
I think in defense of liberty people, I bet in that case a lot of those people are people who followed you because of a Hillary meme.
That does tend to be the case, or an anti-Obama meme. But, you know, they don't like the ones that criticize Obama's foreign policy. And you gave a speech at Liberty Fest a few years ago and you said, you know, they're why do we hate Iran? And they're all talking about these bad things about Iran. And then the conservatives say, and they threatened our Secretary of State, or that's Hillary Clinton. And you said, you know, the Iranians have every right to hate Hillary Clinton for the same reasons we hate her.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not advocating killing anybody, but I was making the point that when Iran says nasty things about Hillary Clinton, they get all up in arms, but wait a minute, don't you understand that there's a reason the rest of the world might dislike her, and for the same reasons that you dislike her? This, I don't know, it's like a plug that's not in the socket or something. I don't know how to account for this.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I made an Obama meme right after the bombing of the hospital in Afghanistan. And it's him giving a press conference, and it says, you've got to understand, I killed Osama bin Laden. The military bombed that hospital.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And you say something like that, and for some reason they still hate you.
It's no, like, I know.
Obama, and you still hate me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. But on the other hand, you've planted a seed in that head, and that helps. All right, before I let you go, I want to make sure that I've given you the chance to say what you want to say about the page and what you've been up to. I do not want you to end and think, oh, why didn't I get to mention X and Y? So here's your chance to mention whatever X and Y are.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times people are offended by the things that we post, but we try to warn them, when you're on this page, you're going to get offended at least once. We try to get to everybody at least once a week, so nobody should feel left out. But during this interview, I did want to make sure that I mentioned that Ron Paul was definitely our inspiration to libertarianism. And the reason we do this, and the reason we do it kind of in a joking way, because he has said on multiple occasions that you should have fun promoting liberty. And I think I can't think of a more fun way for myself to do it than by making silly memes that mock the government.
Well, I think it's great because you're doing the sort of thing that a lot of people say we should do more of. As in fact, one of those people is me. That it's great to write books, but how about getting something right in the face of somebody who will never, ever read your book? But it's right in the face. It takes 1 second to comprehend. It's ideal, really. It can help clarify people's thinking. It can provoke discussion. It's not a small thing you're doing. It actually really, really helps get people thinking differently because, yeah, you are going to criticize Obama, and then you're going to also criticize his foreign policy. Or you're going to criticize the inefficiency of government, and then you're going to criticize the police, which is part of government. I mean, it confronts people with their own inconsistencies, and I think that's fun and healthy and worthwhile. So the page is Liberty Memes. I'm going to link to it at tomwoods.com/710. If by some incredible oversight somebody decides not to visit the show notes page for this episode, which I can't imagine that they wouldn't, but suppose that they didn't, is there a direct Facebook.com link that can take them right to your page?
Yeah, if you go on to Facebook and look for Liberty Memes page, now they have the at symbol just like Twitter, so you can go at Liberty Memes page. We'll pull it up because I think there's a kid who lived in Liberty, Ohio, and he made a Liberty Memes page, and so that's like 20 memes of his high school. And there's another Liberty Memes page that's actually for Liberty University.
So the actual Liberty Memes is you guys, but it'll be pretty obvious.
If you are looking for Liberty Memes, it should have a profile picture that says FBI foils FBI terror plot.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I think that's not going to be Liberty University or that little town of Liberty, so it'll be obvious it's yours. All right, well, Admin 2, so-called, I appreciate your time with us today, and I sure hope people check out your page. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
You've got to get us sometime in the evening so you can have Admin 1 on the phone.
Yeah, one of these days we'll put, especially if you get in trouble again, so you can aspire to that. I'd love to talk to Admin 1.
We'll do our best to get in trouble again.
All right.
We will do our best.
All right. Thanks again.
Take care.
All right. That's going to do it. But I want to tell you about another libertarian podcast. And this is a brand new one. It's called Libertarians on Fire. You can check it out at libertariansonfire.com. It's got a small number of episodes so far, but they're coming out on a regular basis. So one of them is From Republican to Libertarian in 24 Short Years. Boy, I bet some of us can relate to that. O.J. Simpson Revisited from a Libertarian Perspective. Status News, All the Propaganda That's Fit to Print. NAP A to Z, Non-Aggression Principle Explored. Government Cops Serving and Protecting Themselves. The Nation State, A Fundamental Flaw of Human Nature. Very much worth checking out. Again, the site is libertariansonfire.com. That's where you can get the episodes, find out about it, and subscribe on your favorite podcatcher. And I'm, of course, promoting this particular site because the person used my publicity link because he wanted free publicity for that site that he was creating. If you'd like free publicity for that site you have not yet created, plus a bunch of video tutorials, all kinds of fun goodies, and free publicity from me, including a backlink on my site, then check it out at tomwoods.com/publicity. All right, tomorrow, if I'm lucky, I'm going to do a solo episode on the question of government and scientific research and technology and stuff like that. So if you like that sort of thing, tomorrow is your day. Thanks for listening.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.